6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. We are going to be back with Sir Croakington. And this time, in this episode, which will take place over several events for me, but one event for you, we will be continuing to ascend the Circle of the Wolf in Frogmoor. Now, it's going to have been quite a while since we started that out, so I'll explain how we got over. Now, in order to... Over the course of exploring both Pakora and Frogmoor Forest, we occasionally found various pieces of tattered wolf pelt equipment. The stats of this are terrible. They just are. And they don't do anything else. Seemingly they're just there, but when you get them, you have the feeling these things are important. So you pick them up anyway. You have to pick them up. They're auto pickups. And it's been various quests. I think, let's see, how many is there? One, two, vest, hat, gloves, boots, sleeves, leggings, and belt, and cape. I think that's 8 different things that you can equip. Yeah, there's no reason to normally equip them because they're terrible. But while exploring Frogmoor Forest, you came across... Well, actually, I'll just take us there right now. I'm currently in Zurum's battlegrounds, where apparently he's let some bandits there. City Zurum, can't be having that. It's just an effect of the travel system. I guess it's some adventurers who just realised... Wait a minute, it's so much easier to steal stuff than, you know, fight monsters all the time. You know, until you get killed. Oh, and now they're not there anymore. The That's probably all of them. For now, more will turn up. Alright, making my way to Fogmore Forest. Is it Fogmore Forest? Explore Fogmore Forest, okay. A cave in the briars. This is the place where the tattered wolf equipment starts to make sense. You stand at the bottom of a stony hill. It rises out of the mist of a tangled patch of briar and bramble. Sitting to the base of the slope is the dark mouth of a cave. Mists of fog swirl about your feet and disappear into the shadowy cave. Then I shall enter the cave. A large, roughly circular chamber makes up the entirety of the cave's interior. Standing in the centre of the cave, with the glow of your trusted light source splashing off the dank, lichen-covered walls, you stare in wonder at a series of intricate engravings chiselled onto the rock. Engravings depict several fur-clad humans standing amidst a large pack of wolves. The tallest of the humans, a man holding an axe over his shoulder, is garbled in various pieces of attire that almost serve to give an appearance akin to the wolves standing at his side. Suddenly, a thin column of smoke rises up out of thin air, only a few feet from where you stand. You watch in amazement as the vapours rapidly condense and a phantasmal image of a fur-clad man appears in the midst of the smoke. A heavy axe is slung over the man's shoulder, and his head, torso, waist, arms, legs, hands and feet are clad what appears to be wolf skin. A thick piece of wolf pelt splashes over his shoulders and down his broad back, serving as a fur cape. And those are all the bits of gear that you've got to equip. The dark-eyed, black-haired man studies you intently with a fierce, unsettling gaze. "You are not yet heard," he says, his voice reminiscent of the rumble of distant thunder. "Return here when you are complete." Before you can even attempt to ask what he means, his image dissipates into a rapidly dissipating column of smoke. A matter of moments to his no further sign of the ghostly figure. After making a quick search of the cave and finding nothing of any further interest, you step back out into the misty wood. You should attempt to equip each of the tattered fur pieces in your possession before returning here. And then the game just says, yeah, that's what you're going to do. Of course, you've still got to find them, which I did earlier, in various episodes. Some of them, the early Fogbraw stuff. And the boot. Gloves. Boots. Sleeves. Leggings. Waist and back. I think that's that. Suddenly. Ah, yeah, it looks the same as before. "You are prepared," he says, his voice reminiscent of the rumble of a distant but swiftly approaching swarm. "Storm, follow me." Now, with all that stuff equipped, my melee weighting has gone down to 309. Put on the spruce smasher, it becomes 231. Yeah, this is a lot higher than it could even conceivably get when this was out. When this was out, this was one of the hardest fights in the game. Well, it would become that, but now, not so much. You trail cautiously behind the fur-clad man, leads you to a previously unseen opening at the back of the cave. After passing along a wide but short corridor, you find yourself standing at the threshold of a much larger chamber, illuminated by a pale bluish light. Still wary for the first sign of danger, you turn to speak to your deep-spoken guide, only to discover he's no longer there. You're standing at the edge of a large chamber, the northern end of the forest cave. A pale bluish light fills the roughly circular space. In the centre of the chamber, an engraved circle adorns the uneven cave floor. The engraved circle, approximately 20 feet in diameter, consists of a single solid wing, along which have been carved a myriad of strange symbols. Lying in the middle of the engraved wing is a massive slumbering wolf. Ragged tufts of grey and black fur cover the creature's enormous torso. The sleeping wolf is easily one of the largest you've ever seen anywhere. Currently level 2 of the Circle of the Wolf. The current level 2, the Circle of the Wolf is providing you with the following bonus. Plus 2 to stamina points. So, I'm pretty sure we got level 1 of the Circle of the Wolf when we first found out about the wolf. That's October 2023. And then there's another episode, we did another level, but that's on an old laptop. And it's the exact, and it plays exactly like this one, so it's not really worth the bother of getting. Yeah, every level's pretty much the same. And so now we're on to the left, to the next level. You realise that to attempt to obtain the next level of the Circle of the Wolf, you will need to approach the sleeping beast. But then I shall approach the sleeping wolf. As you step cautiously into the engraved circle, the massive wolf wakes with a snarl. The fearsome creature, larger than any wolf known to prowl the wilds of the North Broadlands, rises to its feet and fixes you with an icy glare. I'm guessing it would be kind of rude to try and find out whatever gender it has, if any. Fixes you with an icy glare. And also, it'd probably kill me in the process. Your pulse begins to race as the savage beast starts circling you, a low, ominous rumble filling the cave chamber. So I can engage it or step away, but that just means I'll engage it later. So engage the massive wolf with a savage snarl. The wings throughout the chamber. The massive wolf leaps at you. Its deadly fangs bared as it attempts to tear into your flesh. Begin combat with a massive grey and black wolf. The massive wolf sinks its deadly fangs into your flesh for 40 damage. The massive wolf tears your flesh with fang and claw. And maybe also bonking me with the tail. Because it's like so happy to fight me sometimes. Deadly fangs into your flesh. It's got a lot of health. And it does very damaging specials. But I'm ridiculously overpowered, so it goes down easy. Or at least this one does. There's 10 levels. There's more levels after this. About 7 more. With a grim snarl, the massive wolf collapses at the centre of the engraved wing. The creature's bulky body, hidden beneath the thick layers of its tattered, ragged coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then, only seconds after its apparent demise, the fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction as the bloody wounds that riddle its torso rapidly begin to disappear. Despite its defeat at your hands, you inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with a newfound respect. Right, this isn't any regular wolf. And not just because, really big. Some sort of deity of some sort, I assume. Minor deity, but deity nonetheless. A strange feeling certainly passes over you, leaving you drained, but otherwise unharmed in its wake. You are now obtained level 3, Circle of the Wolf. To your new level of 3, the Circle of Wolf will provide you with the following bonuses. Plus 3 to your standards. Bonuses will keep getting better. 512 of your general experience has been sacrificed upon your attainment of level 3 of the Circle of the Wolf. You've reached level 3 of the Circle of the Wolf. A total of 10 levels. To attempt to reach the next level, you must return to the cave tomorrow or later. Yep, so that will be something I will be doing over the next small while. Maybe not every day, but some days. And that is pretty much it for now. Approach the sleeping wolf. You step into an engraved wing, your every nerve on edge, lest the sleeping creature, piercing creature with its senses should suddenly awake. Much to surprise and somewhat to dismay, the massive wolf does not stir in its slumber. You must wait until tomorrow before the massive wolf will again wake. Leave the cave. After casting a final glance back at the sleeping wolf, you turn and make your way out of the cave. Move away. Okay. Travel to Ashlar and save. And that is it for now. As far as you're concerned, I will be back instantly. And I'm back to the cave in the briars. For some reason, it's a bit louder now, but oh well. First thing to do is equip all the tattered wolf boat things. Head, torso, hands, feet, arms, legs, waist, and back. Into the cave. Suddenly, it's that guy again. A thin column of smoke rises up out of thin air only a few feet from where you stand. You watch in amazement as the vapours rapidly condense and a phantasmal image of a fur-clad man appears in the mist of the smoke. A heavy axe is slung over the man's shoulder, and his head, torso, waist, arms, legs, hands, and feet are clad in what appears to be wolf skin. A thick piece of wolf pelt splashes over his shoulders and down over his broad back, serving as a fur cape. The dark-eyed, black-haired man studies you intently with a fierce, unsettling gaze. "You are prepared," he says, his voice reminiscent of the rumble of a distant but swiftly approaching storm. "Follow me." You trail behind the fur-clad man, as he leads you through the previously unseen opening at the back of the cave. After passing along a wide but short corridor, you find yourself standing at the threshold of a much larger chamber, illuminated by a pale bluish light. Still wary for the first sign of danger, you turn to speak to your deep-spoken guide, only to discover he's no longer there. Currently level 3 of the Circle of the Wolf. And let's approach it again. Engage the massive wolf. The savage snarl that rings throughout the chamber. The massive wolf leaps at you, its deadly fangs bared as it attempts to tear into your flesh. It's a massive grey and black wolf, the same one we just fought about a minute ago, according to you, a couple of weeks ago by me. It tears at your flesh with fang and claw. Oh. The massive wolf sinks its deadly fangs into your flesh for 26 damage. "Hey, not my flesh, I need that."
then for 27, then 31. Fortunately, even with all this nerfed equipment, I still have lots and lots and lots of health left and slain. But, you know, not really. 8 XP, bit of post-battle healing. That always happens, so I don't usually bring it up. And it's here. The grim snarl. The massive wolf collapses at the center of the engraved wing. The creature's bulky body, hidden beneath the thick layer of its tattered, ragged coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then, only seconds after its apparent demise, the fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction. As the bloody wounds that widow its torso rapidly begin to disappear. Despite its defeat at your hands, you inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with newfound respect. A strange feeling suddenly passes over you, leaving you drained but otherwise unharmed in its wake. You're at level 4 of the Circle of the Wolf. I get 4 stamina points now. 1024 general experience was sacrificed. That's starting to get to be a pretty hefty chunk. It would, if you had to gather it just for this, it would take a few minutes. But the chances are you're not gathering it just for this. Because it seems that most people just sit on huge piles of general experience. Just in case something like this turns up. Or maybe they suddenly get a new skill and want to level up. Or there's an item that requires general XP to level up. There's a few of them in the game. Or there's something like this. Or maybe they suddenly find, oh, there's this check. There's this level 80 check, and I'm just short of being able to do it. So you just burn a couple of hundred thousand K general experience to get that leveled up, and then you can see what happens if you have it. A total of 10 levels. So apparently the experience has been doubling every time. 128, 256, 512. 1024, it's going to get to be a very large number indeed by level 10. I'm sure you could calculate it yourself, but, or you could just wait for me to get to it. Right, next time, level 5. Well, some time has passed, and we are back. And it's quite loud, the recording right now, so sorry about your ears. And all that. Yeah. Anyhow, I've already equipped all the Tattered Wolf Belt stuff. I'm prepared. I'm let in. The guide has disappeared as before. Everything's as before. Currently level 4. There's the big wolf. Approach the sleeping wolf. You step cautiously into the engraved circle. The massive wolf wakes with a snarl. The fearsome creature, larger than any wolf known to prowl the wilds of the North Broadlands, rises to its feet, fixes you with an icy glare. Your pulse begins to race as the savage beast starts circling you. Slow, ominous rumble filling the cave chamber. Engage the massive wolf. With a savage snarl that wings throughout the chamber. The massive wolf leaps at you, its deadly back fangs barred as it attempts to tear into your flesh, or in Sir Croakington's case, swallow her whole. A faint blue aura now surrounds the vicious creature. I guess that's been changing each time. Probably if I listened to the previous episode, I would know, but... All right, begin combat. Tears your flesh with tooth and claw. Massive wolf sinks its deadly fangs into your flesh for 29 damage. I'm swinging my club. Another 25 bite. 28 bite. Now just swinging my club. 25 bite. 21 bite. 31 bite. user kicks Quickstone 20 and slain. 9 XP. With a grim snarl, the massive wolf collapses at the center of the engraved wing. The creature's bulky body, hidden beneath the thick layers of its tattered, ragged coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then, only seconds after its apparent demise, the fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction as the bloody wounds that riddle its torso rapidly begin to disappear. Despite its defeat at your hands, you inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with newfound respect. A strange feeling suddenly passes over you, leaving you drained but otherwise unharmed in its wake. So that's up to level 5, so 1 melee rating, 1 stamina point. It's getting better and better. That costs 2,048 general experience sacrificed. Alright, it's starting to be quite hefty chunks. Good job, I have 440,000 of general XP just sitting in a pile. There's 10 more levels to go, and if it keeps doubling, it will be, let's see, 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, 32,000, 64,000. Yes, quite a hefty chunk. But we are talking permanent stats, so very much worth it, since you can get infinite general experience, and you're probably going to be sitting on a big pile of it for all the quests you've done. Alright, I will be back soon. Alright. Another day has passed, and here we are again. We're at the big old wolf. We're wearing all the equipment. So we're prepared to fight the thing. Well, prepared to be allowed to fight the thing. So approach the sleeping wolf. As you step cautiously into the engraved circle, the massive wolf wakes with a fearsome creature, larger than any wolf known to prowl the wilds of the North Broadlands, rises up to its feet and fixes you with an icy glare. Your pulse begins to race as the savage beast starts circling you. Slow, ominous rumble filling the cave chamber. Oh, I should heal first before I do that. I literally just left Sir Croakington there since the last part. Gaze a massive wolf with a savage snarl that rings throughout the chamber. The massive wolf tears at you, its deadly fangs bared as it attempts to tear into your flesh. A faint blue aura now surrounds the vicious creature. That doesn't seem to have changed since last time. Begin combat with it. The massive wolf sinks its deadly fangs into your flesh. You know, as they do. Right, use a couple of quick stone 20s to pull ahead. Deadly fangs again. Deadly fangs for 28.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Okay, every entity is helping. Deadly Fangs for 29 damage and Slain. 10 XP. With a grim snarl, the massive wolf collapses at the centre of the engraved wing. Creature's bulky body, hidden beneath the thick layers of its tattered, ragged coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then, only seconds after its apparent demise, the fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction as the bloody wounds that riddle its torso begin to rapidly disappear. Despite its defeat at your hands, you inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with a newfound respect. A strange feeling suddenly passes over you, leaving you drained but otherwise unharmed in its wake. Now at level 6 of the Circle of the Wolf, gaining me two melee weighting and one stamina points total, so that's one extra melee weighting for this level, and 4,096 general experience was sacrificed. Oh well, I'll get it back. I've reached level 6, there are 10 levels to go, and that is it for now. And we'll be back again. Already equipped all the gear, already in Fogwar Forest. To the Cave in the Briars. There's the guy. I'm prepared. Everything's the same as before. Here's the big wolf. Oh, wait. Oh, dear. Did I somehow forget to save the game? Yeah, I must have. Because I'm back at level... Oh, well. It happens. It's like it's going to take a little bit longer for us to get all the way to level 10. Approach the sleeping wolf. Engage the massive wolf. Faint blue aura now surrounds the vicious creature. Just going to quickly bash my way through this. Deadly fangs sink into flesh for 29 damage, 29 damage, 21 damage. Use all three quickstone 20s in quick succession. It is slain. 9 XP. Level 5 again. That's 1 million waiting, 4 stamina points. 2048 XP sacrificed. Gonna go back tomorrow so I can level up again. Alright, now to leave and save the game. Alright, Town of Ashlyre and save. Okay, we'll keep the progress this time. And that's it for now.
Right, it's been a few days, we're back again, entering the cave. Guy turns up, I'm prepared because I never took off the equipment from before. And into the chamber, there's the big wolf, we're level 5 now. Approach the sleeping wolf, gaze the massive wolf. Faint blue aura now surrounds the vicious creature. Begin combat. I swing my club. I summon an entity. It does some damage sometimes. Sometimes it boosts my melee rating. That's for quite a while. Summon another entity. Oh, 8 melee rating. Yeah, that's a few rounds. 19 damage. Sinks its deadly fangs into your flesh, as wolves do. Well, this one anyway. And slain. 10 XP. Enchantments of metal and devastation help once each. With a grim snarl. Oh, the massive wolf collapses at the centre of the engraved wing. The creature's bulky body, hidden beneath thick layers of its tattered, ragged coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then, only seconds after its apparent demise,
The fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction as the bloodied wounds that widowed its torso rapidly begin to disappear. Despite its defeat at your hands, you inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with newfound respect. A strange feeling suddenly passes over you. If you drained, but otherwise unharmed in its wake. Level 6 in the Circle of Wolf, so 2 melee rating, 4 stamina points, 4,096 general experience sacrificed. And we've now reached level 6 in the Circle of the Wolf, as we've just said. Just 4 more levels to go. Now, I'll be sure to save. Have to save, because otherwise I'll have to do some levels again. Which is slightly annoying, but, you know, it happens when, you know, when you're a big stupid stupido. But oh well. Anyway, that's that for now. Some more time has passed. Time for round 7. Approach the sleeping wolf. As you call, you step cautiously into the engraved circle. The massive wolf wakes with a snarl. The fearsome creature, larger than any wolf known to prowl the wilds of the North Portlands, rises to its feet and fixes you with an icy glare. Your pulse begins to race as the savage beast starts circling you, its low, ominous rumble filling the cave chamber. Engage the massive wolf. The savage snarl that wings throughout the chamber. The massive wolf leaps at you, its deadly fangs barred as it attempts to tear into your flesh. White-blue aura now surrounds the vicious creature. Oh, it looks like the wolf's going Super Saiyan or something like that. But, you know, wolfier. A wolfier version of Super Saiyan. So it, you know, focuses on more on the business and less time going, yeah, for half an hour. Yeah. It's got stuff to do. It can't just spend all its time going, yeah! It's got fighting to do. Begin combat. The massive wolf tears your flesh with fang and claw. The massive wolf sends its deadly fangs to your flesh. 30 damage. 16 from the massive deadly fangs. Swinging my club. I'm having a few good rounds. 24 from the special. Alright, I'm doing a lot better this round than before. It's mostly done. 27 from the special to me. And slain. 10 XP. Yeah, which is not much. That's not why you do this. Not at all. With a grim snarl, the massive wolf collapses at the centre of the engraved wing. The creature's bulky body, hidden beneath the thick layers of its tattered, ragged coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then, only seconds after its apparent demise, the fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction. As the bloody wounds that widow its torso rapidly begin to disappear. Despite its defeat at your hands, you inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with newfound respect. A strange feeling suddenly passes over you, leaving you drained, but otherwise unharmed in its wake. You've now attained level 7 of the Circle of the Wolf, so the bonuses are 3 MR and 4 stamina points. 3 more levels to go, and to get that level up, you have to sacrifice 8,192 general experience. Keeps doubling. Anyway, and that is that for now. And we're back again. We're currently at level 7. And well, everything's pretty much the same as it was before. I still have all the equipment on because I haven't took it off since last time. Because honestly, I don't need the super stuff to get through things. So I might as well just keep it on so I don't have to go through the bother of equipping the tattered wolf pelt stuff over and over again. Though that has probably lowered my wanking a couple of points. I don't care about that. Anyway, approach the sleeping wolf once again. Currently, 3 MR, 4 SP. As you step cautiously into the engraved circle, the massive wolf wakes with a snarl. The fearsome creature, larger than any wolf known to prowl the wild North Fordlands, rises to its feet and fixes you with an icy glare. Your pulse begins to race as the savage beast starts circling you. Its low, ominous rumble filling the cage chamber engages the massive wolf. With a savage snarl that rings through the chamber, the massive wolf leaps at you, its deadly fangs bared as it attempts to tear into your flesh. A bright blue aura now surrounds the vicious creature. Begin combat. It's the massive grey and black wolf. Savage fangs for 25. Savage fangs for 35. 36. Alright, It pulled ahead in the little far ways at the bottom. But now I'm pulling ahead. 33 damage. Use some quickstone 20. Use a couple of quickstone 20s and slain. 12 XP. With a grim snarl, the massive wolf collapses to the center of its engraved wing. The creature's bulky body, hidden beneath the thick layers of its tattered, wagging coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then only seconds after its apparent demise, the fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction as the bloody wounds that riddle its torso rapidly begin to disappear. Despite its defeat at your hands, you inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with a newfound respect. A strange feeling suddenly passes over you. Even you drank, but otherwise unharmed in its way. Level 8 now. So that gives me 4 MR and 4 SP. And to level it up costs 16,384 general experience, which means it doubled again. That's a good thing there's only two more levels, because I'll start running out of my general XP pool at that rate. Although that would be higher stats, so I may well do it. Yeah, but I think if it went much, maybe one more level, and then you'll start to get through people's big, the general XP pool that people just have hanging around because they never use their general XP. Yeah, I mean, you can get more, but getting 16,384. That would take a while. Let's see. For about 5,000 from a Hall of Ruin one. Yeah, we'll take a few hours probably. Let's see. Probably the quickest way would be to smash the multiplayer bosses. Because you can get 2,000-ish for each one, and there's five of them. And are they currently active? Yes. So I'll have to bash all five of those through super quickly and not share any XP. That'll get me about 10,000. And then I could do the Hall of Ruin. That'll get me... It's around 15,000, and then maybe a Tarn one to finish it off. I'd also get some XP from fighting the 64 XP from fighting the wolves, the wolfkin on the way to the wolf to Sage to Talarius Redborn. So that'll be a little bit of help. Yeah, I mean, that's probably how to get it if I. Some inexplicable reason didn't have the general XP. If you don't have the general XP, you're just not allowed to progress. Alright, anyway, it's got to wait to tomorrow to go to the next level. Although knowing me, it'll probably take me longer than that to actually get around to it. Anyway, next time, level 9. Now for level 9. Approach the sleeping wolf, who is still big and still sleeping. As you step cautiously into the engraved circle, the massive wolf wakes with a snarl. The fearsome creature, larger than any wolf known to prowl the wilds of the North Broadlands, rises to its feet and fixes you with an icy glare. An ominous pulse. Your pulse begins to race as the savage beast starts circling you, its low, ominous rumble filling the cave chamber. Engage the massive wolf. With a savage snarl that rings throughout the chamber, the massive wolf tears at you, its deadly fangs bare as it attempts to tear into your flesh. A dazzling blue aura now surrounds the vicious creature. Alright, it's dazzling now. It's another massive black and grey wolf. It's the same one. The massive wolf sinks its deadly fangs into your flesh for 27 damage, then 26 damage, then 31 damage. Use a couple of quickstone 20s. 28 damage. 26 damage. Okay, I'm less than 100. Going to use a quickstone. The quickstone shimmers and glows bright red as it fully heals you. 30 damage from the special. Bash D, bash, bash, bash. 35 from the special. It's very nearly done. And slay. 12 XP. With a grim snarl, the massive wolf collapses at the centre of the engraved wing. The creature's bulky body, hidden beneath the thick layers of its tattered, ragged coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then, only seconds after its apparent demise, the fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction as the bloody wounds that riddle its torso rapidly begin to disappear, despite its defeat at your hands. You inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with newfound respect. A strange feeling suddenly comes over you, leaving you drained, but otherwise unharmed in its wake on level 9. And now it's providing you with 5 melee rating and 5 stamina points. So that's plus 1 to melee rating and plus 1 to stamina points. But it cost me 32,768 general experience. That would take quite a while to get, if I had to get it. But it's just extracted from the big pile. And the next level will be the final level and has to wait to tomorrow or later. Quite possibly later. And that is that for now. It is now time for the 10th. And unless something happens, which I don't think it will, final rank of the Circle of the Wall. Once again, I've got past the guy. The guy because I still haven't taken off the tattered wolf pelt and stuff. You're standing at the edge of a large chamber, the northern end of the forest. Actually, we'll just skip that. Approach the sleeping wolf. Engage the massive wolf. A dazzling with a savage snarl that wings throughout the chamber. The massive wolf leaps at you, its deadly fangs bared as it attempts to tear into your flesh. A dazzling blue aura now surrounds the vicious creature. It's a massive grey and black wolf, fortunately, because of various boosts that I've got. Even with the terrible equipment, he's still a 3+. Deadly fangs tear into your flesh, 32 damage. As it tears at your flesh with fanging claw, 33 special. It's got a powerful anti-magic aura. Going to use the Wand of Dragonfire. 169 damage. Very nice that. 35 from special.
Keep going, keep going. 19 from a special. Use the quick stone. The quick stone shimmers and glows bright red as it fully heals you. Sank fangs into your flesh for 29 damage. For 26 damage, it's nearly done. And it is slain. 12 XP. With a grim snarl, the massive wolf collapses at the centre of the engraved ring. The creature's bulky body, hidden beneath the thick layers of its tattered, ragged coat, shudders violently for several moments before becoming still. Then, only seconds after its apparent demise, the fearsome forest beast rises to its feet and turns its menacing stare in your direction. As the bloody wounds that riddle its torso rapidly begin to disappear. Despite its defeat at your hands, you inexplicably sense the wolf now regards you with a newfound respect. A strange feeling suddenly passes over you, leaving you drained but otherwise unharmed in its way. Level 10? The Circle of the Wolf, so 6 melee weighting and 6 animal points, so that's 1 extra melee weighting and 1 extra stamina point. And I've reset the pay. I've hit refresh, so it now reflects on my character. And to get to that level, I had to sacrifice 536 experience. So in total, I've had to sacrifice about 130,000 experience. Approximately, it's not. I'm sure I could work it out, but I don't want to. And that is level 10, the maximum level. And that is it. I can finally take off that tattered wolf pelt stuff. And then. Yeah, and I saw again, there's no more reason to go there. Maybe to pet the big wolf. Alright. Now I'm going to unequip. Get back to the. Unequip this tattered wolf pelt stuff. Gloomforge Gauntlet, Dragon Gem War Boots, Spiderweb Sleeves, Spiderweb Leggings, Oakenstone Belt, Cloak of the Wanderer. And I think, yep, that is that. I don't see any more tattered things around. Yeah, I'm done. Now, what are my stats now? My stats now are 411 melee weighting, 362 stamina points, and 118 level reserve, although that hasn't been affected by the Circle of the War. That's just been going up for other reasons. Anyway, that is that. I guess the next episode will be checking out what's happening in my grand residence. And then I think that might just be everything for Sir Crokington, pretty much. Anyway, ta.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.